This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Baruchim Abayim. Welcome to all participants this morning. I think we got something a little bit clear. Let's just revisit a very important point that we mentioned. We're learning Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, Hilchos Tzitzis, Siman Yod Aleph, Se'if Tes Vav. And the Mechaber says, some say, and the sum here is the Kolboi, and the Orchos Chaim, and the Rekeach. Some say you should be medaktik to hang the tzitzis by the length of the talus, because it needs to hang on the corner. Now, I think I finally understand what this means. Now, I'm going to use a yellow paper today, because why not? Yellow papers are the appropriate color to use when you're using a paper to portray tzitzis, no? Anyway, I think I finally understand what this means. Again, you're wearing the talus lengthwise. So this is the length of the talus, and you're putting this behind you. Now, you want the strings, when you make the hole over here, you want the string not to hang down, because if it hangs down, it's just hanging on the ground. But you want it to hang on the lengthwise, so it's sort of, the string is resting on the corner, you see? Here, I'm going to even put my string through. You put my string through the yellow paper. We did it. So now when it's coming out of the side, it's sort of hanging on the edge. As opposed to if it's just going down on the side, if it's coming through the side, it's hanging through the side, so then it's resting on the corner. So that's this opinion. You want it to be noitefes ala keren, not just going down, hanging on the corner. So comes the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha said that the Achroinim ask that the top tzitzis, if you're going to hang it off the side, it's not going to rest on the corner. It's just going down. The top tzitzis, if you make it on the length, it's not going to rest on the corner. If anything, it should come out over here, so it sort of rests on the corner. So the Bir Halacha said that Lemaisa, the Achorinim say, the two top ones, you should make it out of the width and not the length. The Chazoinish said that you should hang even the top ones by the length. And by doing so, it will hang off the corner. So what exactly is this all about? So Rabbi Yeager sent me yesterday, I'm assuming this is from what we call the newfangled Mishnah Berurah, like Mishnah Achroina, right? I see the word Achroina, so I'm assuming that's what it is. I don't see Rabbi Yeager. But Mishnah Achroina, that it says over here, he quotes Bir Halacha, he quotes the Chazon Ish, and he says, I don't know who the he is, he says it depends how you wear your talus. Most people, they hang the front of the talus in front of them on the shoulders. So then the two top ones need to be by the length, lengthwise, because even though you're doing it lengthwise, but since you're hanging it in front of you, so it's going to be hanging on the corner. But if you don't string your talus on your shoulders, but you wrap your body, including your arm, let's say you're a Rebbe. Any Admoirim here today? No? Any Rebbes? So for all you Rebbes, you should put the front two should be by the width. So it's interesting. The Bir Halacha is talking to Rebbes, and the Chazon Ish is talking to Bnei Yeshiva. I don't know. I guess let's check tomorrow. Are your two front tzitzis, when you hang it in front of you, are they going to, in fact, be resting on the corner, or are they going to be hanging straight down? Let's take a look tomorrow morning, whether this is a good hachra. Again, the point is, you want the tzitzis not to just go straight down. You want it to be sort of like resting on the corner. Now, in that case, Marv Rabbi Yisai, when it comes to talis katan, this is very important. When it comes to talis katan, l'chaira, the tzitzis need to come out of the width and not the length. Okay, so when it comes to talis katan, here it is. Here's the talis katan. L'chatchila, it sounds like, you want the tzitzis to be coming on all four sides. You want it to be coming off the side. Okay? Here we go. Okay? Here's the Talis Katan. Here we go. I don't do this for everyone, believe me. But the Talis Katan, you want them to coming off the sides. Why? Because you want it resting on the corner. You want it, you see how it rests on the corner? If it would be like this, it's going straight down. It's not resting on the corner. Okay, for Torah anytime, they want me to raise it higher. But you want it to coming off the corner on all four sides. So this whole machloikis, the Bir Halach and the Chazoinish, is not noigea the Talis Katan. Talis Katan, you wear it straight down, so you want on all four sides to be resting on the corner. You know, I learned this a number of times. I don't think I ever really was oimed what it's talking about. But on the Talis Gadol, it sounds like if you wear the Talis the way we wear it, you should follow the Chazoinish, and that means all four sides should be coming off the length of the Talis and not the width, including the top ones. Okay, let us proceed in the Mechaber. Yesh Oimrim, She'ein Laseis Shum Beged B'nikvei Atalis, She'machnisim Ba'atzitzios, V'yesh Matirin V'chinagu. Some say, don't put any Beged on the corners of the Talis that you put the tzitzis through. V'yesh Matirin, some are Matir, V'chin Nohagu, and that is the custom. What does this mean? It says Mishra Subkatan Aindal, Shambegad, the Beinan Shiat Sitzis Munachalakanaf. You need Sitzis to be on the corner. Vlay al Dover Shumunachalakanaf. Not on something that's placed on the corner. So, I assume this includes two things. You shouldn't, you see, in art Sitzis, let's say the Talis Katan, the corners are basically doubled. You have a reinforced corner so it doesn't rip. That's A. B, you have stitching around the corner also so that it doesn't rip. I assume he's talking about the former. In other words, you shouldn't have something on the corner. Now, I would say that art tzitzis do have this problem but don't. Namely, on one half of the tzitzis, you have the regular tzitzis corner. In other words, on this half, this is just the regular, this is the regular beged. On the outer half, you have a reinforcement. So on the outer half, it's not really on the corner. It's on something that's on the corner. On the inner half, you're okay. But the lemaisa v'yesh matirin v'cheinoagu l'mecharis as a minigus were matir k'yeinoisin k'yein el'chazek abegash le'ikarei. You're only doing this to reinforce the garment. U'batel hu l'gabe beged, it's batel to the beged v'afilu shel ar motor. You could even have leather v'chein eskimu apoiskim. The achorinim are maskim that that's okay. If you look in the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha says, "Ayin Baruch Es Chaim Shemafarsha Tam Yishun Debeinon Min Kanaf." The Baruch Es Chaim says the reason is you need it to be similar to the corner. The Chen Hitik Hagra Tam Nira Shein Rotzulam Ratam Yishum Al Demayal K'mo Shigaz Amordechai B'Shem Amaram K'day Shalei Naksha Da Hatzlay Gufa K'men Shetafer Hu Gufei Have a Kanaf Al Kenom Ralevinim Says Zim Min Hakanaf. The Bir Halacha seems to be quoting Rishayim and Achronim that say a different reason than the Mishnah Berurah brings in the Mishnah Berurah. The way the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is the way I explained it, is that you need the tzitzit to be on the corner, not on something that's on top of the corner. However, the Aruch Es Chaim says it's a different reason, that the corner needs to be the same material as the tzitzis. But that's a different reason that he brings in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, let's begin Siman Yud Beis. Dvarim ha-poslim b'tzitzis, those things that pass on tzitzis. Im nifsiku kol chutei ha-kanaf. if all the strings of the corner snap, v'neshtayer b'hem, but you have remaining, k'dei anivas kol chutim, that you can make a bow from all the strings, hapsukim, that are cut b'yachat together, kasher. V'imloy nishar k'dei aniva, if you don't have enough to make a bow, perush, v'yirkesu as achoshen, when it says you should attach the choshen targum, v'anavon, you should bow, afilu b'chud echad shenifsa kulay, pasal. So, like this. If all the strings are snapped, and you can make a bow out of all the strings, it's kosher. But if you don't have kidei aniva even on one string, the whole thing snapped, it's pasal. Now, what does it mean, the whole string? We'll see tomorrow. But let's see the first two Mishnah Berurahs. V'neshtayer b'hem, perush. B'chol echad min achad nishal asos aniva. From each one of the strings, you have enough to make a bow. Shekar and shleif. With all the snap strings together, if they're not all strapped, it's very interesting. Meaning, if they're all snapped, so now you have short stubs of strings hanging down from each one, they all have to be long enough that you could make a bow around all of them. However, if only some of them are snapped, then we give more leeway, and they could even be shorter, as long as you could get a bow around only the ones that are snapped. You don't even need that they get around all the other strings as well. Kasher. Now, this is kasher because it's on the baguette and it's snapped. But once it's snapped, you can't say, "Well, it's snapped, I'm going to put on a different baguette." It's also to put on a different talis to have the kelchachila. That's like the kelchachila. And it would be possible. We already learned that the length of the strings have to be 12 gudalim. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Rabbi, say, have a great day. Kol Tov.
Rabbi,
Hitteras
Atzitzis means take apart what's left on it, right? Not the ripped off part, right? Can I make a tzitzis out of that ripped off part?
You mean it, if you're gonna, when it says you can't make a tzitzis out of it, means to take it off the corner and put it
take
somewhere
it off
else.
This one, put it on another because it's too short.
Right.
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 Would the same apply to this, to the chutah, to the part that ripped up, the part that tore off? If I have enough length, I could use that for another tzitzis.
Yeah, if it's long, I mean, if it's 12 gudalim, if it's 12 gudalim,
okay.
If it's snapped and it's 12 gudalim, then you could put it on something else. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Call 12, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.